Throughout my primary school years, Michael, my primary school classmate, impressed me significantly. He was a slight child and had a rotund face and tiny eyes. If my memory serves me correctly, he often wore a pair of glasses, which gave him the appearance of an honest individual. Michael had been doing excellently in his studies in primary school. He frequently got full marks in exams and always ranked first in our class. The reason why I remember him the most is due to the fact that my father continuously utilized Michael as a comparative example to educate me. He frequently said, "Observe Michael, he adores studying and is permanently the first place in your class. Why can't you accomplish this? You should learn from him." I was so infuriated with my father. He could conceive no other methods to encourage me to study, and I began to suspect he only utilized Michael as an example to demonstrate that I was not incapable of learning well, but just indolent. However, as a primary school student, I really didn't desire to compare myself with others every day. All I aspired to do was play basketball and watch TV. Despite the fact I believed Michael had a wonderful personality and is usually not egotistical, we just couldn't be in a good relationship. We seldom talked and played together. As I became more mature, I gradually realized that my father's way of raising me was incorrect. Everyone is an individual. One's ability of learning has naught to do with others. As a father, he should not have used Michael as an example to educate me continuously. This form of education is counterproductive.